At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Sowing the seeds of cannabis and sounding the praise of our favorite plant, it's time to Hemp Present. Our radio resident hemposapien Vivian McPeak will present a weekly platform for guests and listeners to Hemp Present about hemp and cannabis from the legal, activist, and reformist route. Let's round up and roll it up for our headmaster of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I greatly enjoy hearing from you, the listener. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Takesha Harvey. Takesha left behind 15-plus years of corporate life, working with Coach, Ralph Lauren, Conagra Brands, and more to travel the world and eventually become an entrepreneur. She launched TH Consulting in 2018 to help wellness brands with brand and marketing strategies. Since then, Takesha has worked with major cannabis and CBD brands to help them with consumer research and market expansion strategies. But most recently, she's co-founded Canna Curious Magazine, a digital magazine targeted to women interested in learning more about the benefits of CBD and cannabis. Takesha is passionate about eliminating the stigma and normalizing conversations around cannabis and its wellness benefits, and she's here with me today to tell you more about it. Welcome, Takesha, to Cannabis Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. You have had an illustrious career working with established corporate brands, but now you're moving into the realm of cannabis media. Can we begin by having you give us a little more detail on your career background and how you got to where you are today?
Sure. So I started my career in fashion in New York City. I thought I was going to be a fashion designer, but really just went on in on the business side. So I started working in buying offices at Macy's, and then moved over to Coach and then eventually to Ralph Lauren, where I really just learned, honed my brand building skills in the luxury sector. And it was great. I did that for about 7 years. And then I feel like I have the 7 year itch, because basically every 7 years I have to do something different. And so I left and went full time to graduate school in Maryland. And after that, I found out about consumer packaged goods in that industry. And so I started working with Conagra Brands in the areas of brand management, innovation, shopper marketing, working on brands like Chef Boyardee, Healthy Choice, Ready Whip. And that was definitely more relatable to a lot of, because so many people eat those brands. And I did that for 8 years this time. So it wasn't a 7 year itch, but 8 years. And then after 8 years, I just started to feel kind of bored and burnt out. And so I just decided that I needed a break. And I just quit my job. And I mean, I saved up money prior to then because I knew I was going to quit. But then I just basically went and just started traveling the world. And the first thing I did was I went to Africa, and I went to safari in Kenya. And then I went and spent a month on a retreat with a group of people from all around the world in South Africa. And that's where I connected with so many just amazing souls who were doing all types of interesting things. And I started to launch TH Consulting and just use some of my past skills from branding and consumer packaged goods to just help independent brands with some of their branding and marketing strategies. And it was while I was doing that I got introduced to CBD. And this was in 2018, so just a few years ago. And it was, I'd heard about it, but I didn't really know what it was. And I just started researching and finding out more about it. And I was like, oh, this is going to be big. And I found out that there were a lot of people who had come into the industry that were, through investment, not through like the typical consumer packaged goods background. So I felt like, oh, I could probably help them in this space with some of my past skills and bring that into what they were trying to accomplish. And from there, I started working with a cannabis consumer insights company, Aclara Research. And it was really through that process of talking to hundreds of cannabis consumers and patients that I really started to understand the health benefits of this plant and how people were not just using it to get high, but actually using it to get well. And that kind of started the destigmatization in my own brain and, you know, me wanting to help more people get to that place as well.
You have co-founded the digital magazine Canna Curious, which is targeted at women interested in learning more about the benefits of CBD and cannabis. What motivated you to create a magazine devoted to cannabis and women?
So that was really interesting because that really all came about during the pandemic. So I was working with the consumer insights company and we were doing some consumer product testing in California. And then the pandemic hit. And so basically work dried up. And so I live in Florida, I came back home and I was, okay, what am I gonna do next? And I was working out of, I still had some private clients and I was working out of a co-working space and within two of my friends who work there as well. One was a writer, one was a graphic designer. You know, we would always work together in the space. And we were like, what could we do together? We want to do something to work together, you know? And the graphic designer, who's our creative director, Deanna San Miguel, she's got two young kids. And she was saying, you know, with the kids being at home now and her having to homeschool them while also working from home, she was like, you know, I have a CBD vape pen and it's helping me to keep my sanity because helping me to stay calm with them. And she's like, I wish more people knew about this and that they didn't think it was a drug. Cause she's like, I'll tell some of my family members and they think like, oh, are you doing marijuana? And she's like, you know, they just are very ignorant to the plant. And of course me, having worked in the research space, I was always like evangelizing it. And she's like, I wish more people knew about this. And so she's like, why don't we create a magazine? And she's like, just let's make it for the women who are basically new to cannabis and CBD, but they're interested in it, but they don't know where to start. And hence the name Canna Curious is like, they're curious about it, but they just don't know where can they start. And then also she's like, there's nothing out there that's like beautiful. Let's make it, you know, cannabis from a woman's perspective. And just like any other women's lifestyle magazine, really make it attractive to the eye and have topics in there that are relatable to women. And that's how Canna Curious started.
So you saw a need and you fulfilled it, which is really kind of one of the first tenets of entrepreneurialism.
Yes.
Nice. I'm old enough, Takesha, to recall, I'm old enough to recall a time when there was one single magazine that was largely devoted to cannabis and the cannabis culture. And of course, there's a plethora of cannabis publications on the market today. In your mind, other than your target market of women interested in cannabis, is there anything that makes Canna Curious stand out from the rest that makes it unique? What's unique about your digital publication?
So one of the things that I found, and even, you know, so let's say I started in cannabis 3 years ago, and as a newbie, I found it very intimidating. It felt like everything, like I should know all these things already. I should know strains. I should know what all the effects are. And it was intimidating to me. I felt that it was difficult to feel comfortable getting into cannabis. And so part of what we do is target that person who is the newbie. And so how we're different is I think that a lot of publications out there, even some of the ones that do target women, they assume a certain level of knowledge. And so what we try to do is to continue to reinforce the basics, because not only are we educating women on a topic, it's a stigmatized topic. So first we have to get them over that hurdle of being like, this is not a drug. It's okay. It's okay to talk about it. It's okay to use it. And then start really saying, here's how all the different ways that it can impact your life and help you with issues that are specific, you know, to women, such as PMS, endometriosis, vaginal health, things that go beyond just the general areas of help with the plant. Also, we are committed to being inclusive, so we represent all women, relatable, like so skipping the jargon and really bringing real talk, and then trusted, so having fact-based information from experts so that we can be an authority that women feel empowered by, so they can, our goal is to give them the information so that they can make the best decision for themselves. And then lastly, beautiful. Like our gorgeous design, that is, I mean, we're women, we like pretty things. But the gorgeous design is definitely something that hooks people in. And that's like the number one feedback that we get is, oh my gosh, this just looks so pretty. And that's we do that intentionally to give people a different look at cannabis.
Wow, that's fascinating. And there definitely is a clicky aspect to the cannabis community, and it can be probably awkward entering the culture. And also, I think you're right that the majority of publications are targeted at cannabis enthusiasts that are already a part of the culture. So that's an interesting angle that you're taking.
Yeah, it just definitely came from, like I said, the research, like having and talking to so many different people, there's that common barrier to entry, a little bit of fear of just like stepping in. And I know everyone has their first dispensary story of like, you know, the apprehension they felt of going in. And even though the staff is usually very welcoming and they will explain everything to you, you still have this apprehension, like, I should know this, but I don't know anything. So we're like trying to make it like, it's okay. You know, like we start here and then, you know, here's some questions that people commonly ask, and then people feel empowered to then be able to make these decisions on their own and even talk about cannabis on their own.
Your stated goals include ending the stigma around women and cannabis. Can you touch on how that stigma manifests in the experiences of women and just a little bit about your plans to counter this troubling stigma? We've got about a minute and a half before the first break.
I mean, outside of sharing personal stories, I think that is one of the ways that is key, because it's like this social proof. So everything that we've heard about cannabis from the war on drugs and just propaganda, like that is not true. Part of our goal is to change that. And so how do we do that? Showing the social proof, showing, you know, the soccer mom who is, you know, using a vape pen to take a couple hits instead of, you know, mommy juice. It's showing, you know, the busy executive who still comes home and instead of a glass of wine may have a THC infused beverage or may use an edible to go to sleep. That's my preferred go-to. But, you know, so that's part of it, is showing the social proof of women like you, all different types of women, are finding healing benefits from this plant and topics that I think even sometimes women don't even discuss with each other. You know, I'm of a certain age and I know I'm almost on the horizon of, you know, menopause. And I'm like, no one ever talks about this. Like, what am I supposed to expect? And so it's really just trying to break down stigma around any topics for women and making it just very normal to have these conversations and share information and get the information that you need to make the best decisions for you.
My guest is Takesha Harvey of Canna Curious Magazine. We're going to take our first break, come right back with our second segment. Don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back with Takesha Harvey. Takesha, prohibition was marketed to Americans using disinformation in a very well-orchestrated campaign of dehumanization. And we can combat that by advancing stories that humanize the cannabis community, which is a form of normalization, thereby demystifying cannabis and cannabis enthusiasts. What's your vision on how you intend to promote the normalization of cannabis?
I think it's you know, by engaging experts in the field, and that's, you know, whether it's naturopathic doctors, brands, and really having them explain their stories of how they came up with the product, and having doctors actually even talk about the endocannabinoid system, which is, again, something that it's very new to people and we don't even realize we have it. But basically giving them the information beyond just, you know, pretty pictures to help them this become, again, a normal part of society. The same way we talk about alcohol, we could be referring, I mean, I think it's different and better, but in the same way alcohol was once prohibited and now it's not, and it's very normal, that same way we can be doing with cannabis.
I really connect with your mention of naturopathic doctors in this context. I just had a medical professional on my show, and I learned that only 13% of medical schools even mention the cannabinoid system to people that are studying medicine. So this is really an important aspect, because most people have no idea that they have a built-in endocannabinoid system. So it's just an important thing. You have stated that Canna Curious is deeply committed to equity in the form of representation, inclusivity, and diversity. Can you touch on why you feel so passionate about this and how you intend to promote those important core values?
Well, I'm a Black woman. So number one, that may seem obvious in terms of why it's important to me, but I have experienced, but it may not be, so let me explain. But I know what it's like to not see yourself in stories in a positive light, or not see yourself in magazines or in the media. And it's one of those things where if you have never experienced not seeing yourself, it's hard to connect to, but it makes a difference. It's like, if you're being excluded, or you feel like you're excluded. And me, I personally am very passionate about inclusion, because I don't want anyone to feel that way. I think that we all are here, and we have, we're all here for a purpose. We all have a gift, and we have, you know, one life isn't more valuable than the other. And so part of my own personal passion is making sure that all stories, that someone sees themselves in our magazine, in our publication, on our website, on our social media, and know that, you know, there's a place for them in our space, because that they are valid as well. And so representing and accepting all lives are valid helps us to accept ourselves. And me personally, I believe that when people accept themselves, that's when a lot of the magic can happen. So I think it makes for happier people in general. So that's part of our mission.
Right. Yeah, you know, communities of color have just been disproportionately targeted and criminalized with prohibition. Yet the cannabis industry is disproportionately white. So anything that we can do to kind of balance out these inequities is extremely important as we create a vibrant emerging industry that's just representative of everybody. And in that vein, how will people access Canna Curious, your digital magazine? Is the magazine subscription based?
Right now we just put out our second issue, and we're working on our third issue. So we are a free digital publication right now. We are doing a special print edition for 420. This is what we're working on right now. And we will have pre-order sales for the print edition up by the end of this month. One of the things, though, that will likely change is, like I said, we started as digital, but we've garnered interest from Books A Million and Barnes & Nobles to actually carry our publication. And so we are actually thinking that we will go to print instead of once a year. We'll just actually have a quarterly print publication that you can purchase at Barnes & Nobles. I think we'll also likely keep the digital portion as well, so that you have access in multiple ways. But that will likely happen either the end of 2021 or 2022. So you can find us at cannacuriousmag.com.
Great. And just give us an idea on what kind of content the reader might expect to encounter in Canna Curious.
Well, it's great stuff. So we have everything from sex to beauty, wellness, culture, food, and more. And we also do a lot, like I said, of just kind of just grounding information, like what is the difference between cannabis, CBD and THC, you know, myths and facts, like Mythbusters around cannabis, around CBD. We also showcase a lot of women that are in the space as well, because outside of like just consuming the product, one of the biggest questions we get asked is, how do I get into the industry? How can I be a part of this? And I love to tell people, it's not just about having a plant touching item or a brand. Like, we're doing a publication, an educational platform, and there's so many other ways to get involved in the space. And and not letting, you know, $1 million to start a grow and or a dispensary deter you from the other opportunities in the cannabis space.
Nice, nice. Is Canna Curious looking for writers and advertisers? And if so, how can they connect with you?
Absolutely. Like I said, we are a growing brand. So we are always looking for contributing writers, story ideas, and advertisers as well. And we also are looking for people to submit their own stories. We have on our website a share your story link where people can kind of submit, you know, again, what is your Canna Curious story? How did you get to cannabis or CBD and what do you use it for? And so you can just email us at info@cannacuriousmag.com with any of your story ideas, or if you would like to be a contributing writer or advertise with us.
What kind of reaction have you received from your friends, family, and former workmates when they find out that you're putting out a cannabis-related magazine? Does anybody think you're crazy, or are people excited, or what kind of response have you had?
It's been interesting because I really have not had much pushback. I think that's because there's like this rumbling way of, you know, this undercurrent of people hearing about it and want to know more. And so it's just been like, oh, wow, like this is great. This is so informative. A lot of the feedback that I've heard from some people have been, I didn't know that I could use it for this. So that's been really great because, again, part of that education, people didn't know, like, oh, I didn't know, instead of me taking, you know, X amount of ibuprofen, I can take two hits of vape pen or THC vape pen and I feel better, my cramps go away. Or there's, you know, products for female intimacy issues that, you know, again, a topic that a lot of people don't talk about. So the response has just been really great. And it's been, we only had one negative comment and it was so interesting. It was a former publisher of a friend of mine. And she basically was like, you guys are gonna get hunted down by the FBI for promoting drug stuff. I was like, oh my. And she said that the sex articles were porn. I was like, okay, she's not our target.
See how important it is to educate these people out there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I was just like, okay. But that was the only negative thing, you know, we've heard so far, so. We'll keep going.
Well, you know, Takesha, this is my 35th year in the cannabis reform movement. And I have to say that in my experience, even since 2018, so much has changed. And the image of cannabis has radically changed from a kind of an illicit underground black market thing to a reputable commodity, you know, which is competing with alcohol and tobacco and other things. I mean, now you can go into a drugstore or a pharmacy and there's CBD products right on the shelves. I mean, it's pretty amazing, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I know that my father, who's in his 70s, mid-70s, and suffers from all kinds of chronic pain, he was even like, he's like, everyone. So when you're in this, first thing people always think, you always have product. And he's like, well, can you get some of this? Can you? Because he was finding relief from it. And he was telling me, he's like, you know, when I was younger, I used to smoke. And he's like, I even had like, I was growing some plants. And he's like, I always had like the best ideas. And I never got sick. And he's like, but then, you know, I got married. And I, you know, your mom was like, don't do that. That's bad. So he's like, I stopped, but it's so interesting. But he was very open to it again because he's like, I hate these prescription drugs, although the side effects, you know, he has fibromyalgia. And so it's like he's finding relief from it and he's open to it. And I was like, if my 75-year-old dad is okay with it, I'm like, come on.
Right on, right on. That passes the test right there. And I think that your father is probably, there's probably millions of Americans with a similar experience where they had cannabis in their past and then life moved on. And now there's this element of rediscovery. So it sounds like you've really tapped into an important need with your magazine. I am talking to Takesha Harvey and we're going to come right back after this next break with our final segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart Pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, Smart Pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart Pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million Smart Pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for Smart Pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back on Hemp Present with Takesha Harvey. Takesha, it's been a fascinating conversation with you. I think you've really tapped into something, that's very profound, and that is the amount of curiosity out there among millions of Americans, including a lot of, specifically a lot of women, to learn more about cannabis and CBD and how they might be able to integrate it into their life and their lifestyle. And enjoy all the various benefits, which are really, almost too innumerable to mention. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to add while we still have a few minutes left in our conversation, or anything you would like to leave our listeners with about Canna Curious?
Yeah, so I would say, we define Canna Curious as contemporary, open-minded, and eager to learn about cannabis. And there are many, many, many millions of people who fit into that category. And while we are a digital publication right now to start, even a print publication, we see this as so much bigger than just a magazine. Like, we see this as events, workshops. I mean, think about like a joint rolling workshop. I do not know how to roll a joint. I'm intimidated by the process. So I know I'm not alone. So things like that to just really continue to help people, build their own cannabis ritual and relationship. And so we're seeing it way bigger than just a digital publication and a magazine. And we are really looking for, people to engage with us. Tell us your story, share your stories, and let us know how, we can better serve you.
That sounds really exciting. And I wish you the best of luck on your new endeavors. Takesha Harvey of Canna Curious Digital Magazine, once again found at cannacuriousmag.com. Thank you so much for being on Hemp Present. I applaud your work. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you, Vivian.
All right, take care. That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice, so find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. Stay strong, my friends, and get involved in the struggle to end cannabis prohibition. Now is the time to turn up the music, maestro, and take back the plant, because I am out.
Marijuana! THC! Sweet sativa! Dicker cream! Sintomia!
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.